Let's read together Daniel chapter 12. Now, in this last chapter of the book of Daniel, we have the conclusion of Daniel's fourth vision and the climax of all the prophecies that have been revealed in this book of Scripture. Let's begin by reading the first four verses of the chapter. At that time, Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people, and there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time. And at that time your people shall be delivered, everyone who is found written in the book. And many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, some to shame and everlasting contempt. Those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the firmament, and those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. But you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase. Let's begin our study of this last chapter of Daniel with some background notes. Daniel chapter 12 concludes the fourth prophetic vision of Daniel, which began in chapter 10 and completes the book of Daniel. We read in verse 1 that at that time Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people. Your people here is obviously the Jewish people, and Michael is the archangel who is the special guardian of Israel. But when is that time mentioned here in verse 1? When the great archangel Michael arises on behalf of the Jewish people. In the context, it is the same time as the time of the last half of Daniel chapter 11. And we see here in verse 1 of chapter 12 that it is a time of great distress on this earth, especially for the Jewish people. The end of verse 1 once again. And there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time. We believe this is the future tribulation period, which we are dealing with in the last half of Daniel chapter 11. And this is the time that the Lord spoke of in his Olivet Discourse concerning the future when he said in Matthew chapter 24 and verse 21, then there will be a great tribulation, such as has not been since the beginning of the world until this time, no, nor ever shall be. Matthew chapter 24, verse 21. We know from Revelation chapter 12 that at that time there will be angelic warfare in the heavens, and Michael, with the holy angels, will defeat Satan and the unholy angels, and Satan and his evil angels will be cast down to this earth. Revelation chapter 12. Knowing that he has only a short time, we read that Satan will make war with the Jewish people. This will be the second half of the seven-year tribulation period known as the Great Tribulation. It is at this time that the abomination of desolation will be set up in the temple area according to what our Lord predicted in Matthew chapter 24, verses 15 and 16. Well, so much for background. Let's move now to our doctrinal, our teaching points for Daniel chapter 12. Doctrine point number one, the resurrection in Daniel chapter 12 does not include the rapture of the church. The resurrection in Daniel chapter 12 does not include the rapture of the church. In 1 Corinthians 15, and 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, we read of a resurrection of Christians in which the bodies of Christians who have died will be resurrected and the bodies of Christians who are alive will be changed and become immortal. And we refer to this resurrection as the rapture of the church. Now, is Daniel chapter 12 referring to this resurrection? Answer, no. We don't believe so for several reasons. Number one, we believe that when you put all the prophetic passages of the Bible together systematically, the rapture of the church comes before the tribulation period, which is the time period of Daniel chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, as we've seen. Number two, it is Daniel's people, that is the Jewish people, that are written in God's book that we have in view here in verse 1 of Daniel chapter 12. The end of verse 1. And at that time your people shall be delivered, every one who is found written in the book. And number three, we see that unbelievers are involved in this resurrection. Daniel 12, verse 2. Whereas only believers are involved in the resurrection at the time of the rapture. So we believe this resurrection in Daniel chapter 12 is the same as the resurrection of Revelation chapter 20, which involves the martyrs of the tribulation period. And that would include the martyrs of the godly remnant of Jewish believers at that time. They will be resurrected at the end of the tribulation period to enter and reign with Christ in his millennial kingdom along with the rest of believers, as we learn in Revelation chapter 20 and verse 4. Revelation chapter 20 goes on to reveal that the resurrection of the damned, which will include those here in Daniel chapter 12, verse 2, who come to life for shame and everlasting contempt, comes at the end of the thousand-year earthly reign of Christ. So that there is a span of 1,000 years in Daniel chapter 2 between the resurrection of believers and unbelievers. We see in verse 3 that the believers who are resurrected at the end of the tribulation period will enter into the millennial kingdom of Christ with the reward of glory which will extend into eternity. So all believers will be part of Christ's 1,000-year kingdom on this earth, but not all believers will be resurrected at the same time. The resurrection in Daniel chapter 12 does not include the rapture of the church. Doctrinal point number two. The numbered days in Daniel chapter 12 do include the return of the Lord. The numbered days in Daniel chapter 12 do include the return of the Lord. Verses 5 through 13. Then I, Daniel, looked, and there stood two others, one on this riverbank and the other on that riverbank. And one said to the man clothed in linen, who was above the waters of the river, "How long shall the fulfillment of these wonders be?" Then I heard the man clothed in linen, who was above the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand to heaven, and swore by him who lives forever, that it shall be for a time, times and half a time. And when the power of the holy people has been completely shattered, all these things shall be finished. Although I heard, I did not understand. Then I said, "My Lord, what shall be the end of these things?" And he said, "Go your way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. Many shall be purified, made white, and refined. But the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. And from the time that the daily sacrifice is taken away, and the abomination of desolation is set up, there shall be 1,290 days. Blessed is he who waits and comes to the 1,335 days. But you go your way till the end, for you shall rest and will arise to your inheritance at the end of the days." The river in verse 5 of this vision is the Tigris River, as we saw in Daniel chapter 10, verse 4. Two more holy angels are seen on the banks of the river, speaking to the man dressed in linen, who was, as we've seen, either the Lord himself or another angel. Two questions and two answers are given in this second half of the chapter. Question number one is in verses 5 and 6. One of the angels wanted to know how long it would be until the end of these events involving Israel's final persecution and deliverance. The answer is given in verse 7. The persecution and shattering of the Jewish people would continue for a time, times, and half a time. That is the 3.5 years of the Great Tribulation. But then the Lord returns and judges these persecutors of his people and establishes his worldwide kingdom. In verse 8 of Daniel 12, we have the second question. It is asked by Daniel himself, who, like us, was having a difficult time understanding the vision. Daniel asked how all these events would work out in the end. The answer is given in verses 10 through 13. In verse 10, Daniel is told what we learned back in Daniel chapter 11, verse 35, that throughout history and at the present time, And during the tribulation period of the future, God is purging and purifying and refining a godly Jewish remnant. The wicked will continue in their wicked ways and not have a clue as to what God is doing throughout history with the Jewish people. But believers who study Scripture will understand more and more about God's plans and purposes for the Jewish people as time unfolds. Now, what about these numbers in verses 11 and 12? Revelation chapter 11, verse 2, and Revelation chapter 13, verse 5, speak of this time as 42 months, which is 3.5 years, the second half of the tribulation period, or Great Tribulation. And Revelation chapter 12 and verse 6 gives the time period as 1,260 days, which is also 3.5 years based on the Hebrew year of 360 days. But why 1,290 days and 1,335 days here in Daniel chapter 12, verses 11 and 12? The additional 30 days is either because the abomination of desolation is set up in the temple area 30 days before the beginning of the final 3.5 years of the tribulation period, or the extra 30 days are after the tribulation period is over. The Lord will have returned, but the judgments that we read of at the end of the tribulation period are not yet complete. The cleansing of the temple and the judgment of the nations, for example, in Matthew chapter 25. The additional 45 days, giving a total of 1,335 days, are probably needed for all the details involved in setting up the kingdom. In any event, the numbered days in Daniel chapter 12 do include the return of the Lord. Practical application from Daniel chapter 12. It will be great to be an end-time Monday morning quarterback. It will be great to be an end-time Monday morning quarterback. Now, you know what a Monday morning quarterback is, right? In other words, it's a lot easier to analyze a football game after it's over than before the game begins. Agreed? In a similar way, when all of these events of the end time begin to take place, it will be a lot easier to see God's overall game plan. That's really the point of verses 4 and 9 here. In context, the going here and there and increasing knowledge that we read of here in verse 4 is not about world travel and computer capability of the end times. No, it has to do with understanding these prophecies. Daniel is to conceal and seal up the book in the sense of preserving this important revelation. And in the end time, as believers thoroughly search out and study these prophecies, knowledge of how God's prophetic programs are being worked out will become much plainer, certainly in reference to the details that we can't be dogmatic about now. Right now, the end game is only beginning. When we look back from our place in the kingdom, it will be great to be an end-time Monday morning quarterback.